Magical Moon Cat, Moonbeams and the Shining Star. Written by Annie Dalton and read by Emma Weaver.
Jax opened her mouth, then quickly closed it, surprised to discover that she had changed her mind about Ruby Rose. She wasn't any fonder of Ruby Rose, but she liked Betty Boo, her dog. Betty Boo can't be happy until Ruby Rose is happy, Jax realised. If that poor little dog gets any more stressed, she'll go totally bold. They both need our help. She leaned closer to Beans. Of course I'll help, she whispered. Tell Betty Boo. It's sorted. Chapter 1. Secrets and Stardust. Summer had arrived early in Goose Green. Cars drove by with their windows down, letting out blasts of music and thumping beats. Jax and Lilia got so hot walking home from school that they had to peel off their hideous bottle green cardigans and tie them around their waists. Once, long ago, Goose Green had been a peaceful little village with a village green and a pond. Now it smelled of traffic fumes and a zillion different kinds of takeaway. The first time Jax saw where her mum had brought her to live, she burst out crying. She thought it was a total dump. She missed her dad. She would always miss her dad. And her mum was working too hard doing up her new cafe to pay her much attention. The first night she had huddled under her quilt, trying to shut out the wails of emergency vehicles racing through the dark. Nothing magic could ever happen here, she thought. But Jax was wrong. Magic had happened. In fact, it was still happening to her, right here, in the noisy heart of the city, and it was making her life really complicated. It had all started so suddenly. One minute, Jax had been spying on her neighbours through her dad's telescope. The next minute, the water in her goldfish tank had turned a blazing pink as a lightning ball hurtled past her window. It wasn't normal lightning, though. Jax had realised that at once. It was a spaceship. Some people might have panicked. Not Jax. She'd been waiting for this moment ever since her scientist dad explained that an alien was simply someone she hadn't met yet. But she never imagined that her alien would turn out to be a mind-reading moon kitten. His name was Moonbeans, and he had been living with Jax for almost 6 weeks. This was the secret that Jax had been hugging to herself every day while she was at school. This was why she was always the first person out of the school gate at home time. She was hurrying home to her magical little moon cat. Lost in her own thoughts, she didn't notice her friend giving her huffy looks. Suddenly, Lilia burst out, "Why'd you have to walk so fast? You're always in a mad hurry to get home." Jax felt her stomach drop. I just want to get home and take off these hot, prickly clothes, she stuttered. Not every single day you don't, Lilia objected. Even when it's not hot, you're like, rush, rush, rush. Jax swallowed. I already explained about that. I have to go home to feed Beans. I told you, my mum said I could keep him just so long as I look after him. We've got cats too, you know, Lilia snapped, quick as a flash. Just because you've got a cat, it doesn't mean you can't come round to mine after school. I do come round to yours. You came once. You said my house was like cupcake heaven. That was the one and only time. Lilia was fighting back tears. They had almost reached the Pelican Crossing. Jax felt bad about upsetting her friend, but she was even more desperate to get back to Beans. A group of giggling girls went rushing over the crossing, and she secretly wished she could be rushing with them. If she ran all the way without stopping, she'd be back home in 5 minutes max. But Jax couldn't leave her friend while she was still so upset. When you stopped Conrad bullying me that time, I thought you wanted to be my friend, Lily was saying tearfully. But you can't really like me, or you wouldn't make excuses about feeding kittens. Jax was feeling like a really bad person now. She longed to explain that her kitten, Beans, was nothing like Lilia's kitties, Poppy and Petal. But she couldn't, because it wasn't actually her secret to tell. Wanting to make things up to her, Jax gave Lilia a beaming smile. Of course I like you, you Wally. And I honestly haven't been avoiding you. It's just that sometimes my mum needs me to help in the cafe.